Hi everyone, welcome to Sunny Commutes podcast episode number 24. And this is where I talk web development, business, and other related topics. So I'm recording than usual, but I want to wish everyone a good weekend. Or if you if you're listening on Monday, then I hope you had a good weekend. And today I want to talk about marketing tactics, specifically evil marketing tactics. So what do I mean by this? I mean, like, you know, marketing is meant to bring in new users and, you know, keep users engaged and find ways to do that, right? That could be, you know, advertising to help people find out that about your service or your product and tell you that, hey, it's a good product, you know, you should use it. Stuff like that, right? And really, it's supposed to like bring value to the business, right? Like, if the business wants more customers, they're gonna implement marketing to get more users. Pretty simple. But some of these techniques that are used, they're kind of evil. They're like anti-patterns of what the web is about, you know? Just things that annoy users. So, for example, if you remember from the early web, when you had pop-ups, you know, you click on a link or you open a website, bam, just like 2, 3, or like 5 pop-ups open up automatically. They're all ads. Sometimes a pop-up will show up in front of the website that you're trying to look at, and it was just really bad. And eventually browsers implemented pop-up blockers to block those pop-ups that don't open without your action. So now you have to actually, you know, click on a button or a link or something to open a pop-up. Now, the problem is that there's still ways to get around this, and these are what I call, you know, evil marketing tactics. Things that websites or businesses implement that just aren't good for the user, and they, I guess there are maybe stats to back up the fact that they do bring in a lot of users or keep users engaged, but it's more of, you know, it's more of keeping the user in mind, because I know for sure that there's definitely a loss of users that happen when you annoy, you know, people coming to your website. You know, let me give an example here. Like I said, pop-up blockers do exist, but the way you get around them is just to show a modal box on your web page, right? It's not an actual pop-up window, but it's just some contents, just a box that shows up, you know, inside your actual web page. So yesterday, actually, I was, you know, looking at a tutorial. I read a little bit, and then I went to a different tab or app, and then I came back, and there was a pop-up that essentially filled the whole screen. And I'm like, wait, is this the same website even? Like, what am I looking at? And it was a modal box that was trying to get me to sign up for their newsletter. Now, I was familiar with the site, but I was looking at it on a work computer, so I knew for sure that I did not visit it before. And here's the problem, right? Like, if all they know is that I'm a new user and I barely even read anything, I mean, some sites just show up a modal box when you visit the site, and it's like, why would I sign up for your newsletter? I don't know anything about your content. Like, at least, you know, here's like a less evil way to implement something like this. If I'm reading an article, wait for me to go to the bottom of it, to like the comment section or something, as I scroll down. Then you might show something in, you know, the bottom corner of the screen, like, hey, did you enjoy that content? If you did, you might enjoy our newsletter. And that makes more sense. That, you know, at least they get an idea of what your content is like, and then the kind of a little recommendation, little way to remind you that, hey, check out our newsletter, you might enjoy it. You know, those are good marketing tactics. But there's so many evil ones, like when your cursor moves to like near the tap button, like, oh, they're about to close this web page, let's open up an alert and ask them to stay on the page, you know. And that's like, it annoys so many users, because there's no guarantee that I'm actually closing the web page, right? So yeah, there's a lot of examples like that. I want to talk a little bit more about them in the next segment, so stay tuned. Okay, so there's this one other annoyance that I want to talk about, and it's also related to modal boxes and how, let's use the newsletter example where one opens up and asks you to sign up for your newsletter, and chances are you're going to be able to close it, right? There's might be an X or there's going to be a button. So one button is to subscribe you to the newsletter, and the other one usually just says close, or close or no thank you or something like that. But something that I've seen recently is they use negative language to get you not to click the close button. So they'll say, "No, I'm not interested in reading great content," or something like that, where it just uses like language where all you want to do is close that box because you're reading some content right now. Like, I just want to read this tutorial. I don't really care about anything else. Now, when I'm done or maybe in a different situation, sure, I might subscribe to the newsletter, if I'm a returning user. And me closing that modal is not because I don't enjoy great content, right? Like, no one's gonna think that they're like, "Oh, yeah, I don't enjoy great content. Let me click close on this," right? No, they just want to close it. Maybe they'll subscribe later. And so that really annoys me when there these types of techniques are implemented, because I don't know, it's just I don't want to say evil again, but it's just really trying to take advantage of the user, I guess. Like, it's all you're trying to do is to get users, and you really shouldn't treat your customers that way. It's not just users, like, it's real people, and just think about like giving them a great user experience instead of just, "Oh, gotta bring our numbers up, guys. Like, gotta, make our business successful." But in my opinion, that's not how you make a business successful. You implement a great user experience that makes the user feel good. If your UI does not annoy them in these ways, then users will appreciate that. You don't want these annoying little UI, bad marketing tactics to be implemented. And there's so many products like this too. I think there's one to do that whole, if the user's cursor moves towards the tab, be able to open something, or these modal boxes, these newsletter subscribe windows that open up. There's so many products that do this automatically for you. You don't even need to code it, and that makes it really easy. But the problem is, all of these marketing products, they really ruin your website. I mean, the other kind of side effect of these is that they also tend to slow down your page. So, my recommendation is like not to fall into this trap of, "Oh, I gotta get more users," and I understand this is a rant, but think about like ad blockers, for example. A lot of these ad blockers will, because ads and what they're trying to do, which is just earn revenue for these content creators, that's not bad. I think that's fine. And so ads really are fine. They're good, but a lot of people take advantage of them to display a bunch of these ads on pages. That slows them down. That might create some privacy concerns, and so users will take control and they will implement ad blockers. And a lot of the same stuff goes for these marketing tactics. Users will simply not use your service or product, and I just don't think it's worth it, honestly. Let's create a better web. And there's this other article actually that I want to mention before I close off. So it was written by Brad Frost. He was talking about Facebook. I think it's titled like "Facebook, You Needy SOB." So talking about how Facebook will implement a lot of these strategies into their notifications, where it's like, "Oh, other people have boosted this post," or you might get like 10,000 people that see this post if you boost it, or your friends haven't heard from you in a while. So what's going on? Like, basically, they're just yelling at you to use your service, and when you do, they thank you for it, and then they tell you to use it some more. So, it's just another great example of evil marketing tactics, but I want to close it off here. Let me know what you think about these techniques, and you can tweet me your feedback at sunnysync.io, and I'll catch you guys later. Have a good weekend. Bye.